Hello, beautiful people. Welcome and welcome back to Behind the Silk, the podcast to help you prioritize yourself and explore different self-care practices. I am your host, Erica Nicole, the founder of Silk and Skincare, and I hope this episode finds you well. I hope you had a great weekend, and I am wishing you an amazing week ahead. In today's episode, we're going to discuss the concept of resilience and pushing through adversity. I don't know about you guys, but life has been a lifing, for real. I feel like every time I turn the corner, there's another fire that needs to be put out. There's another challenge. Something else is going on. And it just feels like something is always being thrown my way. So in this episode, I want to unpack what it means to be resilient, and more importantly, how can we enter our comeback season after experiencing so many setbacks. But first, today's affirmation reads, I am deserving of all the good things that come my way, and I accept them with gratitude. Take a moment and receive that. Okay, so earlier this week, I was on my way to an appointment. I was running late per usual, so I decided to jump on the parkway instead of taking local roads. And there is a body of water that follows the path of the parkway. It's like a brook, like a small river. And y'all, that water has been dried out for a long time. I don't know what happened. There was one winter, the brook froze over, and like that spring, when it defrosted, it was just completely dried out. And it looked terrible. The ducks and the geese used to hang out there. That was no more. There was no greenery or lush grass on the side. You could see the dirt patches in the middle of the brook. And there were these weeds growing up from the bottom, all dried out. It wasn't cute. This water, it was gone. It was dry. It was crusty. It was musty. And out of the blue, while I was driving to my appointment, I decided to just glance over and look at the brook. And y'all, it was filled with water. And like relatively decent water. Like it looked blue-ish, which is good for, you know, water in New York. And it blew my mind. Like I had to ease my foot up off the gas and look to my left. And I was like, whoa, like what is happening? And the surrounding area was green. The grass looked green. It's springtime here, so things are starting to flourish. And I was just so confused because, mind you, this body of water has been dried out for at least 4 years. And this was something that everyone in the community, like if you're a local to the area, were talking about, and no one understood why it had dried up. And to see the water return, to see animals starting to go back there, to see the grass starting to grow again, to see the blueness in the water, it's amazing because, at least for myself, I never thought that we were going to see this brook restored. And the reality of it is that its comeback shocked everyone. And it made me think how many times we let people count us out, how many times that we let people overlook us, we let people make us feel less than, to the point where it discourages us. So I think that it's important that we remember that we should never let other people count us out. And there have been multiple times in my life where I've quote unquote defied the odds, right? Even from like my early days when I started school, my birthday is in January, so I could either start the school year early or late. And my parents decided to start me in school early. So I was always the youngest in my class. I went to PWIs for the majority of my academic career. So I was a lot of times the minority at the schools that I went to, which came with its own set of challenges. And throughout life, like going to college and competing against my peers for scholarships and academic achievements, and even now in my job searches, while I'm, you know, navigating the work life and office politics, I always feel like there's been odds up against me. And I think I'm navigating them well. And I think a good question to answer is defying the odds, so to speak, more about luck or about hard work and determination? And if we're being honest, I feel like it's a mix of both. And I say that because faith without works is dead, and timing plays a very big part in things. For example, we can use Silken as a great example. I've put a lot of hard work into building my skincare brand, and it wasn't something that happened overnight. This is something that's been 3+ years in the making. But as I'm now entering this new season of the business, I've come to realize that back then just wasn't my time yet. And based on where the brand is now, I don't think that it's necessarily luck, but I think that there's an alignment between the work that I've put in and the timing of it all that has allowed things to progress the way that they are. So I wouldn't necessarily say that it's about luck, but I do believe that timing plays a big factor. So when I'm faced with difficult circumstances, things that I like to do to help me at least mentally come out on top, number one is positive self-talk, right? Building myself up, telling myself that I'm worthy, that I'm confident, that I'm deserving of the things that I'm pursuing. And the second thing is really shifting my mindset from focusing on the negatives to focusing on the positives. A lot of times, there is a million and one reasons why we shouldn't do something. And we have to sometimes dig really hard to find the positives in a situation that make it worth pursuing. And motivation plays a big factor as well. We have to stay motivated when things seem insurmountable. If we don't have our why, if we don't understand the bigger picture of why we are pursuing the thing that we're going after, it's really hard to stay the course. And I talk about finding your why all the time. And what I find is a lot of people are very surface level with their why. It's they want to have more money, or they want to have some type of notoriety. And the reality is, especially in 2024, you can make money doing anything, if we're being honest. You can make money working 9-to-5. You can make money having a trade. You can make money pursuing a skill. You can make money on the internet. And you can gain notoriety in many different ways. There's good publicity and there's bad publicity, even though some people don't think that bad publicity is bad. But regardless of the place may be, we're in an era where you can go viral and you can share your story to the masses through a device and the click of a button. So you have to get really deep with what your why is on a personal level. Like outside of the fame, the notoriety, the money, the surface level things, what deep down is keeping you motivated? Even sometimes when people say family, I don't even feel like family is a good enough motivation. I feel like it has to be something that's extremely personal to you. But I think understanding your why and the deep-rooted reason as to why you're pursuing something is a great way to stay motivated when things get rough. And now when we think about the qualities that a person needs to possess to enter their comeback season, it's interesting because when you're down and out, the reality is that you have an option. You can stay there and give it up and quit, or you can take those setbacks and those losses and view them as lessons to fuel you to do better and to come back stronger with more knowledge and better equipped to handle situations as they come. So I think for you to enter your comeback season, you have to adjust your perspective. You know, there's a saying that says you can either look at the glass half empty or the glass half full. And I think for you to enter a comeback season, you really have to actively choose, because it's not easy. You have to actively choose to view the glass half full. You have to actively choose to believe that everything that has happened, every disappointment, every letdown, every loss was to build up your comeback story. And you have to truly believe that. You have to make that your story. It's very easy to slip back. Quitting is easy. There's multiple different types of hard, right? Being poor is hard, but being rich can also be hard. Being overweight and unhealthy is hard. But going to the gym and working out and moving your body and eating right is also hard. You have to pick your hard. And I think the common core, the connector between all of these things is that it comes down to a choice. We play a part in how our story is written. And we have to take accountability for the role that we play. So I think you have to have a mindset shift. I think you have to be a person that views your glass as half full. But I also think that you have to have a level of tough skin, because nothing that's worth having comes easy, very rarely. And you have to be willing to get back up after you've been scratched a few times. If you refuse to get up, then it's over before it really gets started. And another quality that I think you need to have is being able to communicate the things that you need in a way that people can understand. A lot of times I think that we get stuck in this mindset of I have to do it all by myself. I don't have a support system. There's no one here to help me. I have to do it all on my own. But I think if we were to communicate the things that we needed, the more you talk about something, the more likely it is to happen. So if you decide to surround yourself with people who are either in similar situations as you or who have overcome those situations, and you're able to communicate the things that you need from the people around you, you may find there's pockets of wisdom there that you can pull from to help you navigate your season better. So I think those qualities are important. And I think there's a level of self-awareness that comes with that, where you have to analyze the type of person you are. Are you a pessimistic person? You know, are you a person that has tough skin? Are you someone that is a believer in surrounding yourself with community? Are you a believer in communicating your needs and your wants to people so that people can help you? You can't help what you don't know. You can't fix what you can't see. So I think self-awareness plays a role in that as well. When you're trying to come back from something and you're trying to rebuild, there's definitely risks associated with that. I'll continue to use Silken as an example here. There have been multiple times where, logically, I should have let the brand go. It was draining me financially, for sure, but also taking up a lot of my time, and there was a lot of emotional stress and anxiety that came from building the brand. Like, the finances of the brand just did not make sense. It was just not something that I should pursue. And it's funny because when I listen to the stories of people who have been super successful, there are some threads, right? Typically, there's some type of obstacle they had to overcome, whether it was severe, as what some would consider severe, like homelessness, poverty, abuse, things of that capacity, or if it was more mild things like mindset and family structures and things like that. There's something that has to shift. There's something that has to be overcome. And then there's some type of period where nothing seems to make sense. Everything is going wrong. There's a lot of lessons learned. That's like the body of the story. And then you have the ending, you have the outcome where things finally started to make sense and things finally started to see progress. But when you're building something that other people cannot see, it can be risky. Putting your all into something can be risky. Y'all, I have like literally put all of my savings into my brand. Like, I was running on E. Was that risky? Absolutely. Is that what I advise people to do? No, and not if you're that type of person. And there are people who are more risk adverse. There are people who are more comfortable playing it safe. There are people who are a lot more comfortable betting on themselves and being okay with losing it all in the process. You have to know where your risk level lies, and that will determine how you go about pursuing the things that you want to pursue. Not saying that you can't play it safe and still make it. It may take a little longer, potentially. So that comes with knowing yourself and what works for you. But I think when it comes to risks, you should never do something that you're not comfortable doing. And you should never invest something, whether it be time, talent, or treasure, that you're not okay with losing, period. I want to talk a little bit about the societal expectations that influence our ability to overcome obstacles. I think with the era that we live in of social media, we see these quote-unquote overnight successes, or what we deem to be overnight successes, and we don't see the work that people have put in behind the scenes. So when things happen for people and we feel like they've happened overnight, we feel like if things don't happen for us in a certain amount of time, then it's just not working. So I think because of that, we've lost some of our inclination to resilience. There are people, let's just be honest, there are people who have blown up overnight. They've become TikTok, Instagram famous. Their success did come pretty rapidly through virality or whatever the case may be. But there are also people who have put in decades of work before they ended up getting their moment. And sometimes I think we get so caught up in waiting for our moment that we forget why we started the thing in the first place. Because the reality is, if you don't enjoy the journey of creating or working towards whatever it is that you're going after, then why are you doing it? If it's not something that you enjoy, why are you doing it? And that's an honest question that we have to answer to ourselves. You have to fall in love with the journey. You have to, at the end of the day. So regardless of what is going on around you, you see people getting their flowers, you see people having their moment, you see things happening for other people, you have to focus on your own thing. And you have to really believe that everything happens in due time. And that's okay, because when your time comes, you'll be ready. I think another misconception people often have about quote unquote defying the odds is that we're owed something. I think sometimes it's very easy to fall into the trap that when we've been through trouble, we've been through hard times, we've been through situations, that it has to equate to something. And I think a hard lesson that I've learned is that this world honestly owes us nothing. It doesn't. And we have to be okay with that. And that goes back to my prior point where the journey is the most important part. If you love it, it doesn't matter. And having resilience is also not fun. I think we glorify going through the hard times and making it out on top. And is that something to be celebrated? Absolutely. But it's not easy. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. I feel like that's how that saying goes. And it's true. And to whom much is given, much is expected. What is achieved is harder to maintain. So I think we often also forget to think about the other side of the coin. You went through all of these trials and tribulations. You finally made it to the other side, which is amazing. But then it's maintaining the things that you achieved where the second half of the journey comes into play. And I think sometimes we forget that. And that's a very, very important piece of the puzzle. I want to go into 6 practical ways for us to be more resilient. What are some things that we can implement in our daily lives to help build up our resilience so that during our preparation season, we are ready for our comeback moment? And the first thing I think that we can do is develop a growth mindset. We can cultivate a mindset where we view challenges as opportunities for growth. We can embrace our failures as learning opportunities, and then we can focus on the things that we can control rather than what we cannot control. Mindset changes things. The second thing that I would suggest is building a strong support system. We have to surround ourselves with supportive people, people that are doing the things that we want to do, people that can lift us up and call us higher, especially when we're tired and we're drained. So whether that be supportive friends, family, mentors, peers. Having a support system provides you with emotional encouragement, practical assistance, and different perspectives that can help us navigate those hard times more effectively. The third is self-care. Y'all know I'm a self-care girly. Take care of ourselves, our mental, physical, emotional, spiritual. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to partake in activities and do things that help us relax, de-stress, control our thoughts, and self-reflect, because self-reflect feeds in to our growth mindset. So whether that be regular exercise or sleeping or eating better, you have to find your thing. You have to find your thing that brings you peace and that grounds you. That is extremely important. The fourth thing on a more practical note is that we have to be able to develop problem-solving skills. The way I feel based on where we're at now in society is that we're living in a simulation and that every day is just a series of solving problems. Like when people say the test of life, literally, we're solving problems on a daily basis. So we have to enhance our ability to identify problems and tackle them as they come. Now, there's a lot more that goes into that, where identifying if this is a today problem or if this is like a tomorrow, next week type of problem, so that we don't overload ourselves. But we have to be able to break down complex issues into small, manageable tasks that our brain can comprehend and come up with solutions to. Because what you'll find is that when your brain feels like it has a solution for something, it's a lot easier for it to let it go. And it frees up mental space for you to take on other things. The fifth is we have to be adaptable. We have to foster qualities of adaptability. We have to be adaptable in order to face challenges and uncertainty, because life is very uncertain. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns that we have to navigate, and being able to adapt to new situations, new environments is crucial for elevating our tolerance of resilience. So we have to be able to adjust our goals, our plans, our perspectives as needed. I'm a walking testament of this. Again, if you would have asked me 5 years ago what I would be doing, it would not be this. It would not have been not going to med school. It wouldn't have been starting this podcast and talking to you all. It wouldn't have been starting Silken. It wouldn't have been any of that, because I was very hell-bent on going to med school and becoming a forensic coroner for the FBI. But when my wants, needs, and desires changed, when the vision that God gave for me changed, I had to be adaptable. So that is huge. And last but not least, we have to be optimistic. To kind of sum it all together, going back to my glass half empty, half full analogy, we have to be optimistic. We have to maintain a positive outlook on life and focus on the things in our life that we are grateful for. We have to keep looking for the silver lining. Becoming discouraged is so easy. Staying optimistic is a lot harder. And I've realized, even from my personal experiences, that we tend to use pessimism to protect ourselves. We assume the worst case scenario. We speak it and put it out in the atmosphere so that if worst case scenario does happen, we can be like, oh yeah, I already expected that. It is what it is. It becomes a defense mechanism. And being optimistic will feed your motivation. And once you pair optimism and gratitude, oh, baby, you're unstoppable. When you're able to be grateful for the things in your life, even when things are going wrong, and you're constantly chasing that silver lining of that things have to get better somewhere, my moment is coming at some time, things are going to get better. When you pair those two, baby, that in and of itself is resilience. So being optimistic paired with gratitude can really help us cultivate a sense of hopefulness. And sometimes all you just need is some hope. In some of your darkest moments, when you just feel like it doesn't make sense, there's not a way out, when you can feel the despair creeping in, you'd be surprised how just a little bit of hope can carry you through, even during the most challenging times. But that is a wrap for today's episode. I hope that you feel motivated. I hope that you remind yourself to not let people count you out. I hope that you feel like you are able to build that resilience tolerance, because your time is coming. Things are going to get better. If you have a vision that was placed inside of you, it was for a reason. And that means your time is coming. Make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast and that you're following the podcast on whatever platform you're listening on right now. Leave a rating and review. Follow us on all social media platforms at Behind the Silk Pod so we can keep the conversation going. And remember that the best part of today is you.